Why are you running for mayor?
Well, I sincerely believe that Fargo is at an important crossroads right now, and it's time for some really steady leadership. But steady leadership from someone who has shown up, like I have, for 3.5 years to really understand the city and the issues. And, you know, my term is up in June, and the decision was, am I going to run for mayor and be ready for it? And I can tell you that I'm all in. I think I'm number one proven. I'm proven because I was in professional life and careers for 40 years. I've led organizations. I've led teams of people. I've managed multi-million dollar budgets. I've solved complex problems. And I've always been able to break down complex issues in an understandable way. That's part of my past in communications, which I think is so important for civic engagement. And lastly, as far as proven, I've worked in policy for 3 decades, and I've worked with both sides of the aisle, and I've gotten accomplished policy done. And with collaboration and building relationships, that's really important. And that's one of the primary jobs of the mayor, is to work on policy and build those relationships. So I think I'm the best person for the job, and I'm ready.
So a lot of your video that you released on social media was about your 4 pillars, and one of them was fiscal responsibility. You did talk about a budget a little bit there.
Yes.
So we seem to have a lot of cutting in departments lately. So how would you make sure that Fargo has a balanced budget?
It does have a balanced budget. Every year it has to have a balanced budget. The challenge is now with a 3% cap and 75% of our general operating budget being people and personnel. Because that's who delivers the services for Fargo, are the people, and we have a great team, and we have to stay competitive. And so the challenge is the people and having enough people in a growing city. And so one of the things that I would introduce is zero-based budgeting. Every budget cycle, every department starts from zero and builds what they need and has to think through every single line item in an innovative way and look for efficiencies, number one. Number two is we have to bring the public along. We've not done a good job talking about the budgeting process, what we're doing and why, and not bringing them in after the fact, but really making sure they're part of the process is very important.
I'm going to play a little bit of your campaign video and then ask a question on the other side here.
You bet.
So let's just say what we're all thinking. Fargo has taken a beating and we now find ourselves at a crossroads. The choice for our next mayor will impact Fargo for decades to come. Are we going to spiral downward even further, or are we going to reclaim our place as the region's leader? You can choose to end this chaos on June 9th when you vote for mayor.
Some people may see that as you those comments being against Mayor Dr. Mahoney. Other people might say, well, you voted a lot with him in the past. So are those shots at Mayor Mahoney? And what would you say to someone saying, well, you might have the same policies as him?
No, first and foremost, what I'm talking about is with the dysfunction you're seeing at the dais right now among the city commission. You know, I just was talking to someone else about this who said the city commission meetings have become a show in and of themselves. And I think the people of Fargo deserve better. So that's the first point. The second is public safety. It's one of my pillars. But the perception of public safety is just as important as the statistics. And we have to do a better job of how we talk about what our police and our firefighters and our first responders do. But, you know, the perception of safety downtown. And the first step is admitting that there's a perception problem. And what are we going to do about it? And the downtown issues that we've been talking about. There are several issues downtown that need to be addressed. And they have many different solutions. It's not one solution that's going to solve it. But we need innovation and creative thinking. And it starts with understanding what the problems are and how we're going to address them.
You mentioned downtown. So what are some of those issues that you'd like to tackle?
Well, certainly the first is, you know, we need to move the Downtown Engagement Center. And we just voted to do that. And so that's going to be moving shortly. We have been very actively raising private funding to do that. And that's been an important issue. That building was never intended long term to be the kind of resource and referral center that we're going to see now in the new location. And we've been working hard and collaborating with public health and other organizations across the city, acknowledging this isn't just a Fargo City problem. This is a regional problem. And we're going to need support from a number of organizations, including Cass County. So that's the first one. The second is that perception problem, as I said. And how are we going to talk about that once, you know, once we do move the referral and resource center, because it's, we need a better location. How are we working with the downtown community partnership and talking about that? How are we talking to our downtown businesses and residents and bringing them along? So those are some of the key issues right now. But I think they're all solvable with, as I said before, innovation and some creative thinking.
The Fargo Harm Reduction Center has taken people, has given needles in its needle exchange program for people to use if they are drug users. They have also had pipes that people can use, and the harm reduction staff says that people have used those to smoke meth and other drugs. Do you support that program?
First and foremost, my approach to public health will always be, it will be scientific. I'm going to follow the science and the facts, number one. So I'm going to share two things. I did not support the pipe program. But the needle program, there's two different reasons that I support the results of what that program has done. Number one, it stops the spread of communicable disease. That's the first point, which is different from the pipes. But secondly, it has resulted in people getting help. It is the, it's the interchange, the conversation that happens at the time of the exchange, that when people are ready and meeting them where they are, people have gotten help and have dealt with their addiction and their behavioral health issues.
What would you say to somebody that says they're, that giving out these needles, and it's not really an exchange, you don't bring in a needle and then get one in exchange. What would you say to somebody that says that's just enabling someone to use these drugs?
That there have to be, it's very important, people with addiction and behavioral health issues, that we meet them where they are, because you have, I worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield for 16 years, and this was proven over time in behavioral health changes. It doesn't work to put someone into treatment who doesn't want to be there. People have to be ready, and it's that conversation that can spur someone to get the help when they're ready.
Is there anything I didn't ask that you'd like to bring up?
Well, you know, with this, with my announcement and my decision not to rerun for city commission, there's going to be two open, wide open city commission seats, and I have met with six different people so far who are interested in running. If you have any interest in serving in public service, in supporting Fargo, please consider running for city commission.
All right, Deputy Mayor Kolpak, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.